Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Chad Elliott.
Good morning.
Chad, you are going to be performing here tomorrow. So tell us about time and place for that.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield, Iowa. And it's going to be at 7 p.m. The show starts. There's three acts, the opening act. I'm part of the opening act as well. Called The Pale Moons with Anna Kapaska and myself. We're a duo. And then I'll be playing as well as Ryan Doty from Washington, Iowa. He's playing. So it'll be a full, well-rounded evening.
And kind of, at least I'm going to say hometown folks, but Iowa folks that are putting this together, which is kind of nice to know that we have, and we know, we're really talented people in Iowa. So it's good to share that talent right there at the Warren Cultural Center.
Yeah, I'm really honored to be able to play it. It's a beautiful space.
Yes.
I played there one other time last year, and it was just a great room that they've restored there, a nice theater stage there. So It's going to be a fun night.
So tell us about the kinds of music that we'll be hearing. What instruments, what voices, what kind of music will we be hearing?
Yeah, it's acoustic, mostly acoustic guitar, just stories behind songs. They're like roots, folk, country, a little bit of blues in there as well. And then the opening act, I'm part of the female lead. Anna sings lead on some of my songs, and I harmonize with her. So it's kind of got that Simon and Garfunkel just a duo harmonies. And then Ryan and I both sing singer-songwriter stuff. So it'll be more of an intimate feel, lots of stories behind those songs so people can kind of connect with our music.
And when you say stories behind the songs, of course, you know those stories because you write many of those.
That's right. Yeah, they all have these, most of us songwriters love to be able to explain where we were when we wrote the song or what we were thinking about when we wrote the songs. And I usually have a few comical things thrown in there as well. It doesn't become a comedy show, but some of it's funny because we're often thrown into strange situations as songwriters out on the road touring, and you meet the strangest people, and it's always unique situations we find ourselves in.
I'll bet you've had some panic moments, some funny moments, and hopefully no dangerous moments, but just some, as you said, getting to know people wherever you go, and people of all ages. I know the first time I heard about you, Chad Elliott, was when you were at the Atlantic Public Library. Tell us about that whole thing that you do with kids.
Yes, I still love to perform for kids, and I write songs. I have little ones at home, and so I'm always thinking of ideas for fun songs for kids to sing along to, and so I still go to libraries, and that was an evening where I was sharing my book and CD, The Wilderman's Treetop Tales, and that's songs that I've written as well as poems, and I'm a painter, so I paint all the pictures for the books, and so that's been kind of a dream of mine since I first started out, was how I was going to put my artwork with my songs as well as my love for working with kids, and so, it finally came together a couple years ago, and so I stay pretty busy doing workshops and concerts for kids as well.
Okay. And you do some of those at schools as well as the libraries?
Yes, yep. I still visit schools. I'm going down to the Ozarks next week, and I'll be playing and painting and writing songs with kids in Camden, Missouri.
Well, that does sound like fun. You're just multi-talented, and you can get them involved with all those kinds of things. So that's a great thing to be able to pull together. What age children? Do you have any parameters, or is it kind of like whoever?
It's I work with all ages. I was just at an art conference for the Guthrie County the art conference for high schoolers. But, the week before I was with pre-K kids. So I work with all ages, but the children's songs and books are for early education. From as early as pre-K to up to fourth graders, fifth graders.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about the one that you mentioned that you were at the library with, do you create new creatures, or are your stories built around real creatures that we know about?
Some of them are actual stories from my childhood, you know, and or my kids will come up with ideas as well. So this next, I'm working on another book right now, and they're centered around outdoors, most of my books, mm-hmm. and this one's going to be the River Rhymes. So it's a lot of about rivers and being close to the rivers. There's going to be otters and things like that. Just incorporating nature is really important to me for kids, mm-hmm. to be a part of the outdoors, and I love singing about the outdoors anyway. So
and you get them to sing. Do you also get them up and do actions with their songs?
Yes.
You just do it. You just do it all, Chad.
Yeah, we love to make up songs too on the spot, and they help me come up with characters that we invent.
So. Fun, yeah. And that gets their creative juices flowing, too. So then, of course, as you say, probably, kids would be invited to come tomorrow night to the Warren Cultural Center. But I'm guessing you're more adult-focused tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah. But during my show, if there are kids present, I have songs that kind of bridge the gap, mm-hmm. because I have songs about fishing with my grandfather, which everyone can connect with at all ages, you know, and that's part of what I do is very family friendly, and if there are kids that are there, I always sing one for the kids.
good. So now you talked about your grandfather. Tell us a little bit about growing up, where you grew up, and kind of some of those experiences you had.
Yeah, I grew up in southern Iowa, and my mom raised four kids and put herself through college and everything, and we'd visit my dad on the farm, so I'd spend time working with the animals, the livestock around the farm during the summertime. And I grew up with a love of the arts. My grandfather was a theater professor, but he was a professor of religion, but he was also an actor, and so I'd go watch him sing and act in plays, and that was my first kind of hint that I wanted to do something like that, but I was always drawing and always painting and sculpting. So I went to school for art down there in Graceland University, and I fell in love with playing guitar. And it's been a lot about the songwriting since then, and been touring for 20 years now.
And it's I'm going to say a demanding life. When you love it, you do it, but it has to be pretty demanding. I mean, you're with a young family and so on. You kind of got to show up at some evenings things and
there's a balancing act as a songwriter, and thank goodness I have a wife that keeps everything organized in my not only at home with our kids and our family, but with the booking and everything. She's mm-hmm. my manager, so that's
good.
Kind of become a family business.
Okay. So now, when you said you grew up in southern Iowa, is that the Guthrie Center area? Or
I did grow up. Yeah, I went to school in Guthrie Center. And I graduated from there, but my family's from Lamoni, Iowa.
Okay,
where
a little further south.
Yeah.
And so you still live in the area, so you're still kind of painting, writing, and singing about Iowa and the area.
Yeah, that's right. And I tour all across the country, but I still tell stories about Guthrie County.
Well, that's good. Get people acquainted with other parts of the country. So that's really good. So I can't even imagine what you do. I mean, I don't write poetry. I don't sing. I can't even imagine. So the important thing is to appreciate all you do. And that's what you want people to do tomorrow night, right?
Yes. I hope people should come and support this wonderful venue, too. I love what they're doing. And just to bring in live music to small towns.
And that's at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Is there a fee?
Yes, there is. You can get the tickets online at warrenculturalcenter.com, but the tickets are $15, and you can get those also at the door. The music will start at 7:00.
All right, tomorrow night, Warren Cultural Center, 7:00. Come and see some successful hometown folks, Iowa folks, who are going to share lots of their experiences. We really appreciate getting to visit with you, Chad Elliott.
Well, thank you so much, LaVon. Mm-hmm. I appreciate what you're doing, too.
Okay. Till next time, here's a thought from Carlisle. Music is well said to be the speech of angels.